It's the first time I actually enjoyed a fight in a long time. It's the first time I kind of controlled my emotions, controlled myself, let my shots go, and basically just do what I do best. And I actually enjoyed it. Felt good in there. I'm surprised it wasn't stopped before, but he was responsive. Like, you know what I mean? He wasn't sitting on the ropes taking shots and not really throwing back. He was moving his head. He was throwing a few shots back. But they were heavy shots. I was hitting them almost like I have a bad guy. He's on my hand here now. Hands are okay. Don't like, there's nothing wrong with my hands. But, you know, that's how hard his head was, you know. He's a tough operator. I respect him coming in on late notice and everything as well. This is a tough game. And to have somebody come in on late notice. Look, as I says, performance-wise, I'm very happy. Things me and Andy have been working on in the gym are starting to come together. Felt good in there. And look, it's pushing on now. Yeah, this keeps the momentum going, you know. As I says, look, I'm a Liverpool fan, and you see the way that Liverpool's going at the minute. They're pulling wins out of the bag, and fair play to them, you know what I mean? I'm not just saying that because I'm a Liverpool supporter, but, you know, they're digging deep in the 85th minute when they need a goal. There's belief there, there's structure there, there's momentum there, and there's, most importantly, the belief that they can go and get it is because they're doing it week in, week out. And that's what I want to do now. Of course, I can't be doing it week in, week out. But, you know, I fought in December. I fought in January. There's another 11 months left of the year. Could we get 11 fights in? But I was in there to perform to the best that I can, because I know I have a good boxing head. I have a good boxing IQ. And I know when I get in there and I'm happy with my performance, I know it's going to be good. You know what I mean? And I had a great chat there with Eric Gomez at the side of the ring after the fight, and I thanked him for standing by me, because I know people have been doubting me, and I know people, I've been doubting myself. You know, after I broke my hand with Glenn Tappe, to be honest, I probably went downhill a little bit in terms of the boxing world and the boxing scene and everything like that, momentum-wise, publicity-wise, everything like that. And it took a lot, you know, and it took a lot of changing. It took a lot of people that I love staying close by me, backing me. April, my mother, you know, my family, everyone like that there, like, they've all stuck by me. And, like, there was days that I didn't believe in myself, but they did. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of the team I have around me.